Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. My name's Trina. Thanks for taking some time to listen. Today, I'm joined by Kesta Smith of Coach Kesta Wellness, and we're talking about twisting things up when you're on the road. A little more specifically, I want to talk about any time you've been maybe out on a course and you had to change gears as to what your goals were right there. Because a lot of times we go out with goals, but the weather, our bodies kind of tell us, no, it's changing. You're going to have to do this. So how did you twist it up?
Sure. Yes, that's happened to me more than once. And it does. It's just part of it. You know, well, life doesn't always go as planned. And so neither will our races go sometimes the way we want them to. And, you know, a year ago, as a prime example, I was doing a half marathon in Georgia and it was going really well. And then about mile 8, 9, somewhere in there, it was going bad. And apparently my psoas muscle had tightened up. Well, if you ever had any issues with that, you can't run through that. So I had to walk.
And for people that don't know what that is, it's like your hip flexor?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's lower ab. It's attached really deep. And it actually wraps around and attaches to your L5 on the back. It's really hard to stretch. It's really hard to work out. You know, my massage therapist helps me work that out. So it had tightened up and I couldn't run. So I had to walk, which was disappointing. But I was like, you know what? I had to just take a positive spin on it because I could have really have gotten down and I started to. But I really wanted a good race. We all do. We always want that. I mean, we train hard, we're committed, and we just want the best. But it's not always the case. And that day, you know, God showed me it was something bigger than me because there was another lady there from Mississippi who was struggling worse than I was. And we finished that race together. I got to be there and got to get to know her and encourage her. And we, you know, connected. And so it was bigger. It was bigger than me that day. It wasn't about me finishing in a certain time. That's one example. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. Did I have those negative emotions? Yes. But I had to look at the bigger picture. I am able to run because that was my first half marathon all year last year. I was able to be out there. I was going to finish. So I had to kind of talk myself up a little bit on the positives and not get so stuck into the negative emotions and the frustration, because it's very real. You have to honor that. And I did honor that. And I had to pump myself up. And then when I finished, you know, friends were waiting and they knew we probably hadn't gone the way because at the time that I finished, but they were wonderful and lifted me up. I allowed myself those emotions. I allowed myself that disappointment feeling. But then I'm like, you know what? Here are some positives. I was able to do it. I started and I finished. You know, and I got to meet this amazing person from another state. Sometimes you have to look at some of the bigger pictures, and that helped. Well, that helped me finish that race. Also, I think sometimes you can go back. It's okay to go back and evaluate after your race. It's okay. I just don't think you should linger there in those emotions and in that analyzation of the race. I think you do a quick analysis of it. If you did everything you did correctly, then sometimes things just happen. If it's pouring down rain, you can't necessarily predict if it's going to be pouring down rain or if it's going to be extremely hot. The heat can really get to us as well. We can prepare the best we can and we can try to stay hydrated the best we can, but sometimes it's not enough. I've had races where I was sick leading up to them, went and was performing the race, and my body just did not have it to give. And so again, I had to honor that and allow my body what it would do for that day. That happened to me on my full marathon. You know, it got extremely hot. I didn't finish at the time that I thought that I might finish, but I finished. And so I had to honor that and just be, you know, let my body do what it would do and just be thankful I started and I finished and I got to meet some amazing people along the way.
More with Coach Kesta after a quick word from our sponsor. The Twisted Podcast is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. Back with Kesta Smith of Coach Kesta Wellness, talking about changing up, twisting your goals in the middle of a race. You're talking about appreciating what your body can do and honoring that. That's a good point. A lot of times we get out there and we know there's kind of a click where you realize that your end game's not going to be what you wanted it to be. And man, you want to just run right off of there and be like, I am done. But you have to start retraining your brain in that moment to, what's the next goal going to be? What's it going to be now? And sometimes that doesn't even stick. You have to readjust again, maybe about 10, 20 steps down the road.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to know it's okay.
Yeah.
It is okay to adjust. You can allow yourself that. I think sometimes we don't give ourselves permission, and it's okay to give yourself permission to adjust.
Because it can also go the other way. You get out there and you don't think you're going to have the race you're going to have, and you have an excellent race.
Absolutely.
Again, a parallel with life that you just don't always know, no matter what way you prepare.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes it depends on your personality. I have learned over the years for myself, the more pressure I put on myself, the more I worried about it, the more I analyzed, the worse I did. So for me, if I just didn't overanalyze, didn't put all that stress on myself, and just made up my mind that I'm going to go out here, I'm going to enjoy this race, whatever it may be, I'm going to give it my best and just leave it at that, I would perform so much better.
Very good. Thanks, Coach Kesta, for sharing your journey, how you had to have grit on the road and twist up your goals in the middle of a race. My name's Trina. Thanks so much for listening. You can find out more anytime at twistedmedia.life. Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.